My name's Carolyn Mayer. I'm a cognitive psychologist and fashion business consultant.
So we're going to be talking, Carolyn, about Secondhand September and the idea of a charity shop system. And I know that there's been some research suggesting that maybe we're underusing the charity shop system. So can you tell us a bit about your findings there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the findings have come from RAP, which is the Waste Resources Action Plan company. And they do amazing work for environmental issues, to resolve them and to help people actually resolve them within their companies and their lives. And what they found was that if all UK adults bought 50% of their next wardrobe, so half the things they're going to buy anyway, if they bought that amount secondhand, it would prevent 12.5 billion kilos of CO2 emissions entering the environment. Mm. And that's equivalent to a plane flying 17,000 times around the world. They also found that donating clothes that we haven't worn within the past year, donating them to charity shops could reduce carbon emissions in the atmosphere by 4.9 billion kilos.
Okay.
That is equal to 6,000 round the world flights. So these are huge changes that we could make very, very easily by shopping and by donating to charity shops.
Absolutely. And do you think that people's attitudes towards charity shops are changing? I mean, if you think back a few years, people would be like, oh, you know, it's somewhere that poor people go buying poor quality clothes. But actually, you can get some really amazing things in charity shops now. I know I'm a big fan of charity shops. You can get some really brilliant stuff, can't you?
You can, absolutely. And I'm a huge fan as well. And I've been a charity shopper since I was a very young teenager, which is a long time now. And I've always loved them. But, you know, there is, for some people, some stigma around them, particularly if they, you know, had no choice but other than to shop in charity shops or have hand-me-downs or secondhand when they were younger. And they might feel that, you know, now they've moved on from this. But of course, we are buying more. And what we're seeing since Oxfam's first Secondhand September campaign in 2019, so only 4 years ago, there has been an increase of 32%. Of charity shopping purchases made. So it is changing, and consumers are expecting the fashion industry to change. Mm. And one way they can help when the fashion industry is being rather sluggish in changing is to do their own thing and to, you know, protest with their wallets, to go to charity shops and buy cheaper.
Absolutely. And, you know, the environmental side of it we've talked about, but also we're in the cost of living and, you know, particularly, you know, people that maybe struggling, actually going to a charity shop more now than ever is kind of a no-brainer. You know, you clothe your family and get those sort of household items and bits and pieces you need when you're on a budget.
Exactly. I mean, it does good in so many ways. Mm. And from psychology, we know that we can feel better by doing good for someone else. And when we buy from a charity shop, and also when we donate, we're doing good for more than just a charity shop. We're helping the communities that the charity shop supports. So yeah, absolutely. And in the cost of living crisis that, you know, we're living through, most of us are, you know, having to balance our budgets a lot more carefully these days. We can buy so many things in a charity shop. And like you say, you know, you get great bargains. Some of the things you can buy are brand new or even like brand new. You know, I buy not only clothes, I buy toys as well for my grandchildren. They're amazing bargains.
Amazing. And it's a treasure trove, isn't it? And it becomes, I mean, for me, I like to just go to a town that I know has lots of charity shops, you know, park up one end of a high street, walk up, go charity shop to charity shop, see what goodies you can find. And that's just, it becomes a day out. It's just brilliant. I'm a real believer in charity shops.
Oh, I do exactly the same. That's so funny. Yeah, I love going to a town that I haven't been to before, maybe, and just, you know, Googling where are the charity shops and just going from one to the other. Absolutely love it. That's my favourite day out.
And then you find that you get people that are like, you know, doing the same thing and you're bumping into the same faces in, you know, different charity shops. It's brilliant. I love it. So secondhand September, you know, encouraging us to shop pre-loved and donate what we no longer need or wear to a charity shop. Brilliant idea. So just sort of think about those clothes that are just sitting in a wardrobe, not being worn for ages. You know, it's just, it's not doing anyone any good just having those clothes sitting there. And they can have a new life, can't they?
Well, exactly. And earlier research has shown that we only wear at most 20% of the clothes we have in our wardrobe. And every time I say this to people, I conjure up the image of my wardrobe and thinking about the few clothes that I do actually wear from it. And people are like, yeah, that's absolutely right. So if we were to donate the clothes we haven't worn during the last year even, we would be making a huge difference.
It's a no-brainer, really, and the environmental side of this as well, because obviously if we're making new clothes all the time and fast fashion, making sort of, you know, clothes, new stuff all the time and buying new, that's going to use resources, which I think we're learning through the news, through climate change, that are not, you know, infinite resources.
Oh, absolutely. And it's more than climate change now. It's the, you know, climate catastrophe, and we can actually see it here now. It's affecting us, and I think this has really increased people's awareness. So rather it being a problem for other people in distant areas, it's actually our problem as well now. It matters to me, it matters to us, and so we have to make a difference. The industry, the whole fashion industry, creates a lot of environmental problems, and 10% of the global CO2 emissions are created by the fashion industry.
Yes, and when, like you said earlier, you know, that's more of an international aviation and shipping combined. It's something that maybe people don't realise when you sort of think about just going to a shop and buying a top or a dress or whatever it may be. You know, what's actually gone into making that top and the resources that have been used.
Exactly. And this idea of new, it has to be new. Mm-hmm. So when we go to an event, quite often we feel, oh, we must buy something new for that. But it's new to me when we haven't owned it before, or we haven't borrowed it before. And the newness, the novelty that we experience, you know, through our brains is the same. That excitement that we get from having something new, it needn't be brand new. And personally, I find, and it sounds as if you do too, John, that we find that newness when we go to charity shops one after the other and get excited from finding this treasure. Much more exciting than buying brand new, actually.
It is. And as you say, you never know what you're going to find. I mean, you walk into, like, a new clothes shop and you see rail after rail of the same sort of looking stuff. But actually, it's going through that rail of clothes in a charity shop thinking, oh, I like that, you know, and It's just that sort of randomness of things. You never know what you're going to find. It's a little treasure trove.
Yeah, I love that. And this is where the dopamine hits. It's the search, it's the hunt, it's the looking for. So dopamine is a reward agent that really is triggered when we're looking for a positive outcome, a good way out, a good find. And we do this far more when we don't know what we're going to find. And you're absolutely right. Yeah. You go into the high street stores or you look online and all the things are the same, you know, although they change rapidly. And so, of course, nobody can keep up with the rapid changes. But who wants to see 30 items, 40 items exactly the same on the rail?
And also,
it's much more exciting to find individual things.
Absolutely. And also, you know, if you're going to, you know, sort of your generic kind of clothes shop, you're buying an outfit, there's more chance, if you're buying new, that you're going to turn up at that party wearing exactly the same as someone else, because they may have had exactly the same idea as you and gone to that chain store and bought that same outfit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You're spot on. And, you know, now people want vintage. Fashion is cyclical. Yep. It goes around and round and round. And it's either the 90s or the 80s or the 2000s or even 10 years ago is back in fashion. So there is no fashion trend now. So this feeling that, oh, we've got to be in fashion by buying from the high street is a myth, because you can be actually ahead of fashion as well as in fashion by buying something that's been around before and also doing good. and looking good.
Absolutely. There you go. It's so many benefits to charity shops. I mean, you know, we're both sort of big fans of that. So what do you think? I mean, the future, what do you think? Do you think we're going to see more people? I mean, we've already seen it with Secondhand September, people going to charity shops more. Do you think that trend is going to continue? Charity shops can kind of rise in popularity?
I do. I mean, the trend's been, it's an increasing trend since 2019. So I think it will continue to increase. Cost of living crisis is a factor, but also people's preferences for uniqueness, for showing their identity through their clothes, for showing that, you know, they're not supporting the fast fashion or the fashions that are in now, in terms of what we can find on the high street or on their online shops. But they're showing their individuality, their uniqueness, by shopping secondhand. And I think we'll continue to see more and more of this.
Absolutely. It's been really, really interesting to sort of get your thoughts on this one. And hopefully, you know, we've sparked some interest to people just to discover their local charity shop, see what they can find and experience what we've both experienced, that feel-good factor of finding a bargain and knowing that that bargain is doing good. So, Carolyn, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, John. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Carolyn.